Now, O Lord, take my lips and speak through them. Take our minds and think through them. Take our hearts and set them on fire with love for yourself. Amen. Amen. So there was some talk there about that great meal, and it made me think about asking you, can you think of the best meal that you have ever had? Maybe a slap-up meal at a fancy restaurant, or a meal with family at Christmas sometime, or some idyllic spot on holiday. I'm sure some things come to mind. Does anybody want to share any of them? Anything that comes to mind? It got me thinking about meals, that maybe meal isn't quite the word for things which I remember the most. Sharing food in good company, or when particularly hungry, came to mind. It made me think I've been to quite a few weddings in my life, and obviously we've got one coming up soon, and food is often a well thought out part of the celebration. But one wedding I remember going to was near Henley-on-Thames, and after the service we went along the River Thames, just walking along to a barn where we just sat on the riverbank and we ate bowls of strawberries and cream and drank champagne. Just as simple as that. It was just beautiful. The location, the sun was shining, and friends. That made it a very special meal I remember to this day. And I remember once when I was back nursing, and me and two girls I shared a house with, we went straight from our 12-hour shifts to a friend's leaving party. Thankfully, no work the next day. And when we got home, we raided the fridge and we made big sandwiches and sat on the doorstep watching the sunrise. Youthful times, you know. Our Isaiah reading that Pam read talks about us living an abundant life, and that is what God wants for us, an abundant life. And for each of us, that will be different. And I've found at various times in my life, different things have helped to make me feel that I'm leading an abundant life. We can't bury our heads in the ground about the difficulties some people have in their lives near and far, and indeed we shouldn't. And we've been learning these past 3 weeks in our Bible readings that sharing what we have makes a massive difference. Our Bible readings have been parables, as I mentioned earlier. And these parables encourage sharing, sowing the seeds of growth. Just sharing what we have. I rarely do a three-point sermon nowadays. That was always what you were taught back in the days. But when three different sections are covered from our readings, that's a three-point sermon. But I think this fits our readings well today. 3 points being for a great meal that we need to consider. Location, it seems that can be quite key. The need, the physical need, can sometimes make the simplest of food delicious or the grandest of food appropriate. And sharing of food and conversation, sharing of time together. Looking at our Bible readings, our gospel reading, the location that Jesus had there. It said he'd gone off to a deserted place. He had withdrawn, it says. And if we read the previous verses in that gospel reading, we hear that Jesus had just heard that John the Baptist had been killed. That's John the Baptist, his cousin, the prophet who had paved the way for Jesus, a very important person to Jesus. And as was the way with Jesus, he withdrew to a deserted place to think on this, maybe to pray to God, his Father, about this. And the crowd sought him out, wondering where he'd gone. Maybe they did not realize what had happened. And they flocked to him, it says, to hear Jesus speak, to receive his healing, following on foot because Jesus had gone out by boat, it says. And when Jesus returns to the shore, he sees the waiting crowd. And it says Jesus has compassion on them, on their needs, and Jesus heals their sick. not been a planned gathering.
It was impromptu.
So there was a need then. This need comes about not just of healing, but of food. It becomes a priority. And the disciples say that the crowd must leave to have time to get back to the town to seek out food. So a meal becomes a big focus of their thoughts. And Jesus says to the disciples that they need to see what is available from amongst them, from those present. And 5 loaves and 2 fishes are offered up. So a need is identified. And then this important thing, sharing what we have. It is true in life that we do not always look at what we have, to share what we have. Before we begin to think that to survive, to go forward, we must start to look beyond what we've got. We must surely need more than what we can offer. But the thing is, if we look at what we have got and involve God in this too, and ask for his blessing on it, our offerings are magnified. On this occasion, a miracle was needed, though, to make these 5 loaves and 2 fishes go far enough. And Jesus gives thanks to them, and they become enough food for all the people gathered with 12 baskets left over. We've just had these 3 weeks of sermons of parables, stories Jesus told with hidden meanings, depths beyond what we hear on the surface story. And this miracle of feeding of the 5,000 though is written in all 4 Gospels, and it is recognized and deemed as a miracle. It does show that if we look around, seek what we have within our midst and give thanks and pray about it, miracles can and do happen. The disciples were there, or the crowd would have been part of this dilemma. They've all become involved, and Jesus stood amongst them, and a miracle occurred. And I bet that fish and that bread tasted so good. It was so welcome to sit and eat with the crowd at the shore, with those around who had been healed that day, with Jesus amongst them. How often do people say that the refreshments, either before or after our services, that they are actually the best bit? The location. They do have people say it's after the service, when people chatter and gather, that is the time which seems to have the best resonance with them, that gathering. Location needed sharing. That's all a part of it, isn't it? And we can see in those parables that we have been sharing, the mustard seed and the yeast in the bread dough that we heard about last week, and in this miracle today, that from well-planted small seeds, from well-needed dough, with yeast, great things can happen. Be it food in a bring and share meal that we have, be it our sharing of the love of Jesus in our lives, and the sharing of the gospel message. So finally, just a few words about that beautiful reading from Isaiah. It is such a beautiful reading. It speaks of hope that God has for all creation. The invitation to abundant life, to freely partake in all that God has to offer, his presence in our lives, his promise of the eternal kingdom, the hope and peace found in knowing that in amongst our daily struggles, because we all get them as individuals, communities and nations, that we only need to look up, open our eyes and see that we have many blessings around us. And we get hope and peace that beyond our daily struggles, we have a loving God who is working things out, who is around us, who came to be with us in Jesus. In that reading, we get this wonderful idyll of a free-flowing, crystal-clear water, fruits on all our trees and branches, peace amongst our families, our neighbours, our communities, the lands of the world, the abundant life God desires and offers us. As the great song goes, the best things in life are free. We're just not great at sharing across the world. So here in the West Bucks Benefice, let us feel blessed Let us help others to be blessed by sharing our joy, our peace we find in having God and Jesus, the Holy Spirit, in our lives. Let us think of how we can share with others in our various locations, looking at the need that is around us, giving thanks to God, and sharing what we can offer to all who come. Remembering as we think back to the beginning of this talk, that whilst big, well-planned feasts are wonderful, the simplest of meals can also bring our best memories.